Of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, obviously on the road. Huge things happening, not so much in my neck of the woods where I am right now, but across the country. A lot of people feeling the loss of the folks in that movie theater. I guess it's sparked a lot of debate, and rightfully so, on a couple of different things, and we're going to dive into that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, we'll certainly explain that to you along the way here on this show. Plus, at the tail end, we get to the mailbag. As you can imagine, the mail's overflowing. A lot of people wanting to sound off and throw in their two cents on James Holmes, a.k.a. a guy who called himself the Joker, obviously was not living on the same planet when he decided to rip up the lives of so many by throwing the tear gas with the assault weapons and the 6,000 rounds of ammunition that he got online and changed so many people's lives. But we will, as I said, dive into that this hour. Also, Penn State. It looks like Joe Pa's legacy is withering, dying on the vine, getting rid of the big old statue of Joe Paterno, but more important, vacating his losses from 1998 on. Plus, Penn State slammed with a whammy of a sanction as far as bowl season is concerned, postseason play, if you will, and also how much money has to be put into an endowment for victims, basically. That's what we're going to say. And I'll explain that, too. So really, we're talking about victims here at the top of the show. Absolutely. And we haven't even touched on what's happening in the sands of the Middle East. Remember, we got our feet stuck right in that sand. So Syria is now saying it has weapons of mass destruction. Oh, yeah? And they're threatening to use them. What do you think? Is that a boast that they can't back up, or is that something that they'll do? Already, they have done horrific things to the people who live there, without a doubt. So let's talk about what happened in this massacre. And I'm sure by now all of you know that James Holmes is the 24-year-old who went into the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, in a midnight screening of the latest Batman installment, which, by the way, I happened to see on Friday, not at a midnight showing, at a late afternoon showing. And here's a guy who people who knew him said, oh, he was kind of a loner guy, but he was smart, and he was going to earn a PhD and, you know, all these accolades as far as academically what he did. But what he did is destroyed countless numbers. Because remember, it's not just the person who's killed. It's not just the people who are wounded. It's all the people connected to them. What 24-year-old James Holmes did when he decided that he was going to booby trap his apartment, more importantly, he was going to go to see this midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises, and he was going to leave partially through it, come back in, dressed in body armor, armed to the T, throw out tear gas, and then decide who he was going to spare and who he was going to shoot in the mail. Because people, first of all, I think, thought it was some bizarre prank. Think about it. You throw the tear gas, look at the movie that you're in the middle of, and then all of a sudden, people are getting shot. People are falling on the ground and deciding whether or not they should get up or they should play dead or they should lay on the floor. So he made his first court appearance on Monday, giving the world, really, its first true look at the 24-year-old doctoral candidate since he was arrested after opening fire on Friday. And, you know, he comes in and he looks like the Joker. He's got orange hair, dyed in different directions. He seemed out of it, kind of dazed looking is how people described it. And from all the pictures that I've seen, that's exactly what he looked like. Pretty dazed looking. Just like the families who now have lost people, they still are dazed. 12 people were killed, 58 people were wounded. And it was just a matter of who got out of the theater, who didn't get out of the theater. When the police were trying to sort this all out, can you just imagine? The calls were crazy. I listened to so many of the calls, of course, because people were texting, were getting the cops there as fast as they could. They come in and trying to figure out, sort out what was happening and not being able to see with the tear gas. I mean, ultimately getting him. But his 10 minutes of fame, I hope, are way up. And somebody suggested in a call in a previous hour of America Tonight that the question might be, to me it was, okay, death penalty. They haven't had the death penalty since 1977, actually executed somebody in Colorado since 1977. This guy has death penalty written all over his head. In fact, it came up in the court hearing. So is death penalty enough for him? Is there something that could be done that's worse? Is there something else that the justice system could look at that would be retribution for what happened to all those people? And I know there's people that are listening to me that think that the death penalty is wrong, that the death penalty does nothing, that the death penalty is not dissuading people, that the death penalty is not really going to make the victims feel better. But I have talked to victims of heinous crimes, family members of who lost people in heinous crimes, and that's not what they've told me. Now, across the board, that might not be true. But if that's the option, because the option, the suggestion was, what about if the choice was for the victims, the families, tell them, you know, death penalty or hard labor, which would you take? Well, sure, if you tell me, yeah, hard labor, almost like torture, would that be good enough? You know, we're like Spartacus-like types of torture, but that doesn't exist in this country. So the option is life in prison or death penalty, because they've got evidence upon evidence. But this guy, we know it's just an open and shut slam dunk case. I mean, there's an enormous amount of evidence, of course, and there's going to be pressure to pursue the death penalty, but it's a huge process. It involves tons of input from the victims and their relatives. What are they going to say? A capital case means it requires a finding of either extreme indifference or deliberation, and that's what they're going to have to look at. And, of course, what's the lawyer going to try to say? Insanity. And now he's being held in connection with the shootings that left those 58 wounded and the 12 dead, and the booby-trapped apartment, you throw that into it. No bail at this point. That's what happened when he went into court. No bail. He's got a public defender. And they're going to do examinations. They're going to try to figure out what makes this guy tick. Why did he do it? He won't cooperate. He's not saying. There is no answer to the why. There is no answer to the why. But here's something to ponder, just briefly, about this guy. So he's 24 years old. He is accepted into this program that is incredibly competitive. They get 10 applicants for like 5 or 6 slots that they get. The people who get accepted into this program that he was in have grade point averages of more than 3.6 and examination scores off the charts. And he went through all of that. He went through all of that and passed. Are you kidding me? So what was it that pushed him over the edge to destroy all these people's lives? So what do you think? Death penalty good enough? Fair or foul? 855-266-8.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1571.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1610.78, 805.39 for a half ounce, or 402.70 for a quarter ounce. That's 1610.78, 805.39, and 402.70.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
The smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. President, I now ask unanimous consent that the Senate now observe a moment of silence for the victims of the shooting in Colorado.
Yep, that was what happened in the Capitol today. And, of course, a lot of politicians had similar sentiments. That was Senator Harry Reid. And it's that thing where you, what do you comment, what do you say about it when people are asked that are in positions that are high profile? Geez, the victims, what happened in the movie theater, and the answer is always that obligatory, oh, we feel for the victims, it's terrible, our hearts go out, which I truly think and believe. However, we have to go beyond that. There are a lot of things that we could examine here, like the massive firepower that he had that could have led to, who knows, almost everyone in that theater being killed. The questions that now people are starting to ask over assault weapons again. So assault weapons, ammunition, massive supplies of ammunition, and gun control comes up. Is it a problem of guns in this country? Are we a nation of gun lovers? And people like James Holmes get a hold of a gun, and it's like manna from heaven, because now he can suspend disbelief and go into his fantasy head and blow open a theater just because we live in a free society, and he's allowed to do that. He could get the ammunition, he could get the guns, and he could destroy all those lives. Now, you know how I feel about this, and I always get a lot of flack for it, but I don't care. The bottom line is I think you have to protect the Second Amendment rights, whether I have a gun or not. I think you can't take that away from people, the right to defend themselves. In my mind, I always think that way. It's about you have the right to defend yourself. I've heard of horrific stories of break-ins where somebody was able to protect themselves and protect their family, and it turned out nobody wants to kill anyone. Nobody really wants to shoot anyone, really, of course. But we don't live in an idyllic world, and some things happen that are unforeseen despite the fact that you might take some pretty good precautions. So I've heard of cases where somebody's been on the positive end of that because they had weapons to dissuade, they had a weapon to protect their family, you know, and the list goes on. I could probably tell you four or five different stories in the last 4 years, as a matter of fact. So in this case, he has all the weapons he needs. He makes this court appearance, really shows no anything, just kind of a blank face. Doesn't look like he could do what he did. And then you have people that are just sitting ducks in the theater. I mean, they're sitting ducks there. It also brings up the idea of events where, you know, are we beyond the midnight madness, the special event screening, although this is common and has happened for a very long time, not for just Batman movies, but for other big premieres, because people get excited, oh, isn't that cool, I can stay up late, or I'm whatever, it's a big special thing. And maybe those big special things, like midnight movies, go away. But then aren't we reacting to one lone gunman? So where does it end? Where does the madness stop? And as a country, how do we react to this? What is it that we can do? What can we do? Have more conversations, try to get people who are armed to know how to handle their weapons, to be better trained. Of course, I'm all for that. The assault weapon, do we need the assault weapon? No. Do we want to take guns away from hunters? No. Do we want to take, for me, for my money, protection away from people? No. I think that if somebody wants to figure out a way to get you, they're going to figure out another way to get you. If it's not with a gun, it'll be with something else, if that's the way their mind runs. And sadly, this is just another example of something that should not have happened. And then it goes. Back to that stand your ground. You know, it's interesting that Tom Petty line that you just heard there. Truly, it's the question of standing your ground and being able to defend yourself. We're seeing that that's on trial in a couple of different ways. So, talking about this massacre, as you see it ultimately, do you think this kid gets the death penalty? That's it, and we put this one away as, geez, unfortunately, it's another one of those terrible things that happens. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We haven't even dove into the Penn State stuff. The NCAA hit Penn State with some penalties on the heels of this terrible stuff with Jerry Sandusky. So check this out. Penn State football was pretty much dismantled. I mean, throw it in the trash. Sorry. It's done. Penn State is fined $60 million. Joe Paterno's wins are vacated from 1998 to 2011. So no longer is he one of the winningest coaches of all time in college football, because so many of those losses are off the books. The Penn State investigation that was headed by the former FBI director Louis Freeh, all the shocking details of cover-ups and not talking about Sandusky and pushing it to the side, has been what's made this happen. There were lots of people that wanted to see Penn State get the death penalty, meaning, speaking of death penalty, that would be it for them. No, football, boom, done. But that didn't happen. They fought hard to not have that happen. So, I mean, it's unprecedented what's happened here. Unprecedented what's gone on. Penn State was a football factory. It was all about wins and losses. That was the success there. They failed miserably when it came to integrity, and so did Joe Pa. Because, you know, that was his thing. His whole deal was about winning with integrity, graduating players, sending men into the world to succeed, and he still won an incredible amount of games, and the NCAA had never sanctioned or investigated Penn State, ever, ever, while other big schools fell on their sword for other things. So this time Penn State really gets it big. People are reacting all over the place. A lot of people think it's unfair. Here's Kirk Herbstreit, a former Ohio State quarterback who you see all over doing college football. He's part of that ESPN crew reacting to what happened there.
What they're facing is obviously something that's going to take a long time, not just the 4 or 5 years with the penalties, but a long time for them to be able to climb out of. You know, people focus on the scholarships. You look at what that can do, not just for the short time. Unless you grew up a diehard Penn State fan, you're probably not going to Penn State when they can't go to a bowl game in these next 4 years. You move forward 4 years from now, and you take a look at that roster. Who would they have been able in these next 4 years going to be able to talk into coming to be a part of this football program? And now, 4 years from now, that's your roster. So this is a minimum of 10 years until they can even become competitive.
All right, and that was my point that I made on an earlier show. It's going to be definitely at least a decade before they're competitive. Anybody who's decent at football that can get other scholarships and go to other schools, they're going there. They're not going to Penn State. There's no way. I mean, this is, in a sense, a different kind of death knell for them because of the fact that they covered up the horrific crimes of Jerry Sandusky. And Paterno was in the middle of this, and others at the university, including the president, Graham Spanier, and the athletic director, Tim Curley, this is what they get. So for all the people who say it's not fair because the players are there, they can go to other places. They can play for other teams, and that's what will happen if they're decent. Now, the sanctions that came down the pike came after a day after the school took down the statue of Joe Pa that was outside of Beaver Stadium. And, wow, it's a big wow. If you want to weigh in on Penn State or certainly what is going on in Colorado after this first hearing for James Holmes, do it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Questions for you, America. So I hope you have at least one eye open. Come on. I know you're alive and thriving out there. If you want to weigh in, please do. 855-266-CAPE. So here's the deal. Are the Penn State sanctions fair? Missing 4 postseasons. They're going to lop off a bunch of scholarships. They have to throw in $60 million. They lose basically the seasons from 98 and above, meaning Joe Pa's legacy is trashed. So no postseason. How many people are going to want to go to Penn State? And the answer is not very many. How many players are going to stick around for the Penn State football program? They might as well have gotten the death penalty. And speaking of death penalty, James Holmes going in and shooting up a movie theater, the sick, twisted perversion of planning the thing out, throwing the tear gas randomly. Hey, it's selection, almost like the sickening enough, like the Hunger Games, where you're just picking certain people off. Someone's running for the exit. People are trying to figure out in that split second, do I hit the floor? Do I try to go for the exit? What do I do? What do I do here? And some lived, lots lived and survived, but 12 people died and 58 people were hit. People had bullets pulled out of them. Very, very sad stories. Random things. People driving through Colorado trying to get to California and saying, hey, let's catch this movie. Other people living right around the corner are excited about it and making plans to go see it. You know, the usual thing. It was a big movie. We talked about it in our cheap movie review. I went to see it on Friday during the day. Awful, awful randomness of life sometimes, and this is certainly one of them. So what happens to this guy? What should he get? What's fair? What possibly could make the families feel better? The answer is nothing, by the way. Here's the one question of all the things that we could possibly throw out in this mix. is what was the motive? What was the motive behind this thing? And he's not talking. What was the motive? I'm the Joker. I'm dyeing my hair red. I'm booby-trapped in my place. Is it fame? No. I think there's something more to this. There was some other thing behind why he did it. I mean, just a complete snap. I'm going to take away other people's lives. There's something more. What it is, who knows? Who knows if it will even ever be uncovered, because he could keep that to himself forever. He may rot in a jail cell. He may get the death penalty. And this is going to take a long time, even with the amount of evidence. It is a slam dunk case, but for it to go all the way. All right, back to Penn State for a second. I wanted you to hear some more reaction on that, because there's been nothing but reaction. I'm not too far from Penn State in a sense, and I'm shocked at all the Penn State alums that I've bumped into who are sad, who can't believe it, who think it's wrong, who back up Joe Pa, and who cannot believe the sanctions are happening. Here's Brandon Noble, who played for Penn State. Here's his reaction to the people, the involvement, all that kind of stuff.
It's difficult to stomach. I mean, it really is. And because of the things that he taught us and ingrained in us and the things that we did and the way that we behaved and the way that he asked us to hold ourselves to a higher standard, I'm not 100% sold on the free report. I haven't done enough digging myself, to be completely honest with you, into that, nor do I know all the circumstances, and none of us really do. But I think that, you know, you look at Joe and you look at everything that he stood for, and it doesn't make sense. You're confused. You know what I mean? Like I said, the foundation of what a lot of us are as men came from playing for that man at Penn State. The biggest issue I have with what's happened now is you're punishing people that had nothing to do with this. And you're punishing guys that went out and won football games for a university, and for a group of people that have done nothing wrong. And, you know, there are a handful of people that did bad things, whether it's make bad decisions or do something horrible to children. But there's a larger group of people right now that are being punished for doing nothing, for doing things the right way.
Let's go out to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. Looks Hello. Like it's all about the money again, huh? $60 million and a couple of W's here and there.
Yeah.
You know, $60 million, that's what they make in 1 year, and it's going to be spread over 4 years. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so come on.
But that's not going to be let me stop you there. That's not going to be their final payout, because the lawyers are going for the jugular. They're going to get money out of them for all these victims. They're going to pay through the nose besides that $60 million. But, yes, in a sense, it's like, yeah, come on, who cares? That $60 million is what they make in a year. You're right.
Right. I mean, if they wanted to be real, they would say, okay, you know what? The top 10 people in that university need to resign, or you're not going to have a football season, you know, if they want to be real. But let's look at that Holmes character.
Mm.
Now, how come in this country there is no deterrence anymore on criminals? You know, how many of these mass murders are still alive? The Justice Department just keeps them alive on death row for on and on and on.
Appeals, you know? Appeals, appeals, yeah.
Where is the deterrence? And where is the Second Amendment? If somebody would have been in there with a gun, you know, I wrote on your Facebook, you should tell your brother, let's get a class action suit against Cinemark. Because if they say you can't bring a gun into a theater, I'm sure then they must have a security guard there, right? But they didn't. They didn't have anybody armed there.
They didn't, no.
So it seems to me that we would be liable for the deaths of these 12 people, because if they are taking away our Second Amendment right to protect ourselves, and it doesn't cost them anything, you know,
doesn't make sense.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money, you know.
it is. It goes back to, you're absolutely right. It's about the money. And new gun laws or new laws are not going to stop that, this craziness of banning guns and whatever. That's not going to do anything. That's not going to scare away that kind of a crime. I don't believe it. I think that there's nothing to support that. You can throw all kinds of numbers and manipulate them however you want to. But yeah, I think that in some cases at some theaters, thanks to Moss, by the way, there are guards, there are police officers that are hired to patrol theaters, mostly parking lots, though, for vandalism and things that are happening outside. Of course, if they were at the theater, they could respond. They'd be there, and they're armed. And I know I have a brother-in-law, and they get flipped, I think, $300-$400, whatever it is, for 3 or 4 hours to do that, to go and patrol around the theater. That's not every theater in the United States. And that particular theater, there certainly was no armed guard. The cops were called and responded and then couldn't see what was going on. Because here's the other thing, and somebody else made this point, Dave, in the UK, that with the tear gas, what are you going to see with the tear gas? Let's say I have a conceal and carry, or, and I'm allowed to take it into the theater. I take it into the theater, and there I am. What can I see? If I'm close by, boom, boom, out go the lights, you bet. But if I'm in a sea of people in chaos and I can't, you know, this goes back to the well-armed, well-trained person that's not, you're not just shooting at each other, and it becomes a gun war for the fear that, you know, you got people. That's always the thing with mall shootings is, well, what if people were armed and they were just shooting, and they were shooting just randomly, even if they were decent, and they were missing and they were hitting other people. But that's a whole other tangent and not even worth going for, especially since I support the Second Amendment. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Something else going on out there, but you just don't know where the wacko's going to come up next, man. I mean, it could be anywhere, you know.
So. You know what? I agree with you. I think the one thing people can do is, and I don't know if this helps, but at least have a plan. At least know if there is a possibility of some kind of an assault, which sounds silly to say, but it's not really, that you know basic self-defense techniques, or could figure, I don't know, that you could do that when someone's armed like that, but you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, we had shootings in churches, we've had shootings in schools, we've had shootings in office places, and now here we are, theater and malls. It's sad.
Well, it's been going on for years and years.
Yes,
and years.
Yes, I mean, yes.
I remember when I was a little kid, I'd read about that kid, guy in Texas, started shooting university kids.
That's right.
College.
Yeah.
Well, that's been going on way back when.
Yeah.
There's no way to stop anybody if they're intent on killing people. I mean, you don't know what to think. But I see they took down Joe Paterno's trophy, I mean, statue now.
Yeah, now it's a question of in the world of history, how does his legacy altered? I think big time. I'm hearing the rage. The second I flew into Philadelphia, that's all you heard. It was blowing out every show, whether it was a talk show, a general talk show, or the sports talk shows about taking the statue down. And there was a plane that actually flew over Penn State that said, take the statue down and we're going to take it down for you. So they took it down, and they lose all those victories. But Joe Paterno knew, Rick. How could man to a man, how could he, you know, it's, and you have to think about this in your head. Okay, these are grown men who were 10 years old.
We don't need no education. We don't need no education.
of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from the Jersey Shore, very far away from Snooki's home, by the way, the southern part of New Jersey. Everybody around the donut places, the bakeries, riding bikes today, everybody's talking about two things. The Colorado shooter, James Holmes, a.k.a. I'm the Joker, and what should happen to him. And talking about Penn State, because that news conference happened on Monday. So the reaction, as you can imagine, especially where I am, you have a lot of people from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, some Penn State alums not happy at all and thinking it's unfair what Penn State has been slammed with, that why should the Penn State football program suffer for what a few have done? And they should suffer, I think. Will players stick around? No. Too bad. You hired, paid a lot of money to some people who covered up. Lots of different kinds of people, including one who was abused himself, the president of the former president of the university, but yet he didn't report it. Oh, let's not report it because we don't want any bumps, any wrinkles in our big paychecks and our posh lifestyle. We're untouchable. It's terrible. Let's push this aside. Jerry Sandusky, he's like a gnat. Let's push him aside. And unfortunately, other people suffered as a result of it. Penn State's going to pay in many more ways. The ground has started to break underneath that university at Happy Valley, and it's going to crack wide open. It's interesting because Penn State, initially when I was a kid and I was looking at schools, was a school that I was interested in. I didn't go there. And I went to Ohio University. The first team that they play this season is Ohio University. I just thought I'd throw that in. So it is the death knell, I think, for Penn State football. And it's not going to be the last check that they write. The $60 million is put up in an endowment, and that has to do with sexual abuse and all that kind of stuff pushed off to the side that can be used for all of that. Nothing to do with the university. And with the victims and the suits, they're going to pay there. And they're going to pay with their football program and maybe some of their other programs, too, other athletic programs. As far as the academic ones, which they have some good ones, I don't know what will happen. I don't know if people will be dissuaded because they have some pretty powerful alums. It's going to take them at least a decade, though, at least a decade to get it back on track, without a doubt. When you go through that and the sanctions and no post-play, the money loss, the prestige loss, all of that, it will definitely shrink. But it can grow itself, but it takes a very long time. I think of not too far from where I am normally, SMU, smacked with the death penalty. And, of course, we're talking about different things where schools have been hit from gambling charges to paying players to other things. And SMU was really taken down. They used to be a powerful, pretty powerful school. And just now they have really rebuilt that program, and it's taken years, more than a decade. In this case, and because of the sting of Sandusky, who knows? It could be beyond 10 years, but who cares? And the players will leave. The players that are decent will get picked off by other schools that are interested in them, and it is as it should be. They move on. They don't have Joe Paterno as their coach, who most likely recruited any of the top ones anyway in the upper tier. And anybody interested in playing for them, they're going to think twice because of a lot of different reasons, but especially because of what's happened here. All right, let's. I promised that I was going to head to the mailbag, and I got tons of mail. So let's go to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. And, of course, many of you were reacting to what happened in Colorado. This one from Jake in Austin, who says, "Hi, Kate. It was terrible what happened over this Batman movie. I don't blame the Batman movie or the picture house," like how he says that. I think it's Warner Brothers, right, "for releasing the movie the way they did, and for theaters playing it up. They want to create excitement. Unfortunately, this nut job ruined too many lives, and it makes you wonder, however, about the motive behind what he did, calling himself the Joker, going in there, throwing the tear gas. What made him go off, and why did he pick that particular movie?" Well, I think he picked that movie because he was playing the Joker, and that is disturbing. That movie was disturbing, not the second one, not the one that he was in the middle of seeing, but the first one where Heath Ledger did a great job. But remember, he was a serial killer and was he was the wicked, wild, dark Joker. Can you blame the movies? I don't think so. But some people are. Some people are saying, that's the violence begets violence. I don't think so, because you cannot live in a bubble. You can't live in Wonderland or Never Never Land and think that the bubble's not going to get pierced. Unfortunately, when you go to a movie theater, you feel like, I'm going to this movie theater, I'm going to escape reality, I'm going to enjoy this movie, I hope, because I paid this money, and I want to sit here and hang out and chillax. You're not thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to defend my life. I hope that I get out of this thing alive. And that's what happened. 12 people dead, 58 people injured, and countless lives ruined. So will he get the death penalty? We'll see. Jake isn't the only one who reacted to what happened in Colorado. This one from Ann in Illinois. "Kate Delaney, long time, still listening to the show, girl. Love it. Keep up the good work. I know you're a budding star." All right. Thanks. And she goes on to say, boy, I was stunned by what I read that what happened in the movie theater in Colorado. I can't even imagine what it would be like to get a phone call, one of those parents, because some of those people were certainly older, and it wouldn't have trickled out right away. They probably, some of them probably didn't even know if their kids were at the theater. Yes, and that's what I think is the rough thing. She goes on to say a few other things, like, I hope he gets the death penalty, but that's probably not even good enough. A lot of the people that were killed were in their 20s, some were in their 30s, and some were younger. So, sure, their parents wouldn't track their every move. They weren't, not all of them were living in Colorado. Some of them, in fact, a lot of them were passing through, and they just picked that movie theater. They're on vacation or visiting someone or for whatever reason. And to the point, who would know? And then they would find out, they would get the phone calls about it. So what made this 24-year-old doctoral student in neuroscience, what made him do what he did at the movie theater on Friday? He opened fire in a crowded, jam-packed showing of The Dark Knight Rises. He had never been involved in anything before that anybody could come up with. Some people say it was strange, but that's always what happens. This is just terrible. Course, and it's more about the victims. I mean, what's motive? Sure, I want to hear what the motive is. Why does he get these four weapons? Why does he get more than 6,000 rounds of ammunition? This is calculated. This is deliberate. So what is it that made him do this, to set up this attack and actually end up enacting what he did? All right, here are a couple of quick other ones. This one from Bill, listening to us in Vermont. Bill says, hey, from Maple Country, if you know what I mean, kiddo. Boy, I'll tell you what, very twisted what happened in peaceful Colorado. They've had it rough lately with the wildfires. Now this lunatic goes into the theater. And you really have to think about the victims, I think, Kate, in this case. Anything they do to the 24-year-old in our jurisprudence, he spelled that wrong, jurisprudence system, is not good enough for him. There's nothing that anybody could possibly say to make the families feel better about this. Just another American tragedy. It is an American tragedy. This one comes to us from Shirley, listening to us in the great state of Illinois. And she says, wow, couldn't he have had a different hobby? Couldn't he have been involved with other things? What possibly led him to go and attack all those people? So many lives destroyed, including his own. Makes no sense. Senseless. If you have any thoughts, you can send them to us via the website. Go to americatonight.net. Click on connect or contact, and bada bing, you are in.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.